Television critic David Bianculli says he's been having the time of his life indulging in the new TV show, Twin Peaks, and the ratings indicate he's not alone.
According to ABC Research, there are three different kinds of people watching Twin Peaks. There are the ones who love David Lynch movies and come to the show expecting funny and bizarre stuff, and the soap opera fans who are interested in what happens to the characters next, and finally, there are the mystery fans who are trying to figure out who killed Laura Palmer. That may explain why Twin Peaks is doing so well in the ratings. Each episode has something for everybody. There's only a little weirdness in each show, but it's way up there on the weird scale. The casket scene, the French bread scene, and the now-famous dream sequence. And the Laura Palmer murder case is turning out to be the hottest TV crime since Who Shot JR, only it's a lot harder to solve. A lot of times, the show works on several different levels at once. Here's Kyle MacLachlan as FBI agent Dale Cooper, at a breakfast meeting with the local sheriff and his assistant.
Harry, Lucy, it is an absolutely beautiful morning. Short stack of griddle cakes, melted butter, maple syrup, lightly heated, slice of ham. Nothing beats the taste sensation when maple syrup collides with ham.
Griddle cake, slice of ham.
Who killed Laura Palmer?
Harry, let me tell you about the dream I had last night.
No, let me tell you. It's one of the strangest things I've ever seen on television. Or heard on television, because parts of the dialogue sound like the people in the dream are talking backwards. At the end of the dream, a midget introduces Dale Cooper to the midget's cousin, who's a dead ringer for Laura Palmer. On TV, the dialogue was subtitled. For radio, I'll give you the translation in advance. The midget says, "But doesn't she look almost exactly like Laura Palmer?" And the girl says, "I feel like I know her. But sometimes my arms bend back." Listen closely.
"But doesn't she look almost exactly like Laura Palmer?"
"But it is Laura Palmer. Are you Laura Palmer?"
"I feel like I know her. But sometimes my arms bend back."
What does that mean? I don't know yet. But in last week's show, the same actress who played Laura Palmer showed up as another character, a cousin named Madeline. And on the TV soap opera that the Twin Peaks characters have started to watch on their TVs, there's another actress playing two roles. Listen closely again.
"Invitation to Love, starring Martin Padley as Chet.
Coincidence or clue? Could a look-alike relative be the key to how Laura could seem so good and so bad at the same time? I think it'd be just like David Lynch to bury an important clue in a TV show inside a TV show. Besides, Twin Peaks already has a one-armed man like The Fugitive. Why not look-alike cousins like The Patty Duke Show? But don't take my word for it, because I could be wrong. Sometimes I feel like I know what's going on.
What? Sometimes my arms bend back."
That's our David Bianculli. He's also television critic for the New York Post.